the most explosive 12 minutes of Pete Hegseth's speech on U.S. military overhaul. So, you know, the U.S. empire is on shaky ground, as you may know. We pulled out of Afghanistan. That didn't go very well. You know, the global war on terror was pretty much a failure, and now they're casting about for a new enemy, and they seem to have found it. It's wokeism. It's an internal enemy. So this is Pete Hegseth trying to combat the rise of woke. Let's see what he's saying.
To ensure peace,
okay, there we go.
We must prepare for war. From this moment forward, the only mission of the newly restored Department of War is this: war fighting. Preparing for war and preparing to win.
If military buildup were like the key to peace, then like, why has that literally never been true for the history of the world? You realize we have nuclear weapons, right? Like, America is never getting invaded. It's a defense contract racket. That's really what it is. I hate to be that guy, but it's 1984, bro. Like, war is peace. Or can you guys hear what I'm saying? Leftist audio, because it doesn't work. Shut up. You're banned. Okay, if you can't tell, this is the first time that I've ever live streamed. Oh, here,
that's
let me just turn it up.
Pacifism is so naive.
That's probably why.
And dangerous.
Okay.
It ignores human nature and it ignores human history.
Mm.
Either you protect your people and your sovereignty, or you will be subservient to something or someone. It's a truth as old as time.
This nationalist rhetoric obscures class conflict, right? Because it acts like our people, you know, we're all one. When in fact, that's really actually just not true. There's groups in America who have conflicting interests. It's interesting, right? Later in this speech, he talks about, and Trump talks about this, where it's like it's an internal enemy that they're trying to fight. And it's kind of true, actually, right? Like, it is an internal conflict primarily. But the way they see it is it's like it's woke people, I guess, that are like the locus of this like enemy within, which is silly, because the truth is like the fact that the fact that your life is increasingly unaffordable, it's because there's a 1% in this country. There's an oligarch class that is like hoovering up more and more profits and making it incredibly harder for you to live your life. Right. That's the real actual source of conflict in this country. But, you know, they want to obscure that with military nationalism, with persecuting their internal enemies. And it's funny because, you know, if there wasn't actually a left that could speak to this, then it would be easy to disarm these stupid talking points. But instead, we have a left that is actually more or less okay with empire, more or less okay with capitalism. They just want to do it in a nicer, gentler way. And that kind of, it does genuinely create a contradiction, right? Because like, obviously Pete Hegseth saying the military is woke, it's like silly, but like there is a contradiction between like, you know, we want to have an empire, but we want to be nice about it. That's kind of the bind that liberals find themselves in. Like, we want more women of color flying the fighter jets. And, you know, I do think that that actually legitimately makes people crazy, right? So I applaud him for at least being a little bit more honest in terms of calling it the Department of War, because that is functionally the purpose it serves, right? It's more bold-faced admission that this is about imperialism, even if they're not, even if they can't actually say that outright and they have to talk about, like, we have to defend our sovereignty. It's like, no, you have to expand your sphere of influence. And, like, let's just be honest about what this actually is. Let me check the chat real quick. Leftist audio. Bro, I have a good mic. You've seen my videos. My audio is not bad.
To our enemies, F-A-F-O.
Bro, that was actually hard to watch. Like, I've seen this a couple times and it washes over you every time, dude. That is bad. And just like his three aides in the back, like, woohoo, cut to the generals. Everybody's just sitting there stone faced. As the imperial process kind of decays and the American empire falters, all they can do is this symbolic these symbolic actions, right? Like we can either, we're going to have DEI or we're going to have epic anti-woke based Pete Hegseth in the driver's seat. But like increasingly, you know, it's not, if you can't actually like make people's lives better, what you can do is like splash a new coat of paint on it, right? So, you know, you come in there every 4 years and you know, like, we're FAFO, anti-woke military now. Yeah, if you can't trust the political process to actually improve things, the best that you can hope for is just that it'll make somebody that you don't like uncomfortable or inconvenienced.
If necessary, our troops can translate that for you. Oh, the military
based.
Has been
based, Pete.
Clearing the way for leaders to be leaders.
Pete Swagseth.
You might say we're ending the war on warriors. I heard someone wrote a book about that. For too long.
Ooh, tough crowd, brother. Tough crowd. He's getting nothing from these people. Department of Woke is now Department of War. Nice one, bro. Here's my low-tech way of checking the chat. Bro thought it was tough. Yeah. Go to Windows Sound Control Panel and match the rate. I'm not doing this, you guys. I'm sorry.
For too long, we've promoted too many uniformed leaders for the wrong reasons. Based on their race. Based on gender quotas.
Based on the fact that maybe they like to have a couple gin and tonics before they go to work in the morning.
We've weeded out so-called toxic leaders under the guise of double-blind psychology assessments.
They say, I can smell the gin on your breath. You're swerving the Humvee all over the road. I'm like, dude, shut up.
Foolish and reckless political leaders set the wrong compass heading.
Headed towards Wokeville. But instead, we're turning the ship around and making it, we're going to Bastville. This is the ultimate thing that's like really funny. The decision-making apparatus in the U.S. is now so frayed. So much of it is left up to just like the whims of capital, right? Like the actual political decisions are made by like a McKinsey algorithm, right? Or like bond market fluctuations. That's where like the actual decision making of the economy happens. Like the real US capital is New York City. It's not DC. DC is where these things get rubber stamped and like culturally interpreted, right? Like, okay, deindustrialization is happening because a bunch of unaccountable corporations have decided that it's cheaper to outsource your job to the South Pacific. What are you going to do about that, right? And you can either respond to it in a based way or you can respond to it in a woke way and, you know, pick your poison. But, you know, it's not about policy. It's about posturing. And then this is just the ultimate example of that. It's really...
We lost our way.
It's crazy.
We became the woke department, but not anymore.
Real right now, knee I'm slapper, Mr. Hegseth. Hey. These guys look, they look at rapt attention, man.
You made a choice to serve.
I think they might do a military coup just out of cringe.
When others did not. No more division, distraction, or gender delusions. No more debris. As I've said before, and will say again, we are done with that shit. Would I want my...
Whoa. Are we allowed to cuss on here, people? That's, yeah.
Eldest son.
Applause. Please clap. Please clap. Please clap. They just end up looking incredibly cringy and out of their element because they are. Yeah, I mean, like, because, you know, say what you will about the, like, military, right? Like, these people actually have priorities that they have to, like, achieve. They're constrained by reality. You know, the guy up here is a Fox News host, right? So like the actual like practical necessities of the day-to-day administration of the American empire is now in conflict with the people who are actually running it. And so this is also another funny part. It's like they talk about USAID. USAID, they talk about it as if it was some kind of like giveaway program for the third world. USAID is one of the ways that America exercised soft power, right? It wasn't a benevolent charity. You know what I mean? It served a political purpose, but they've actually like bought their own BS vis-a-vis the US being like, we do so much for the world, bro. The white man's burden. And because of that, they actually thought the USAID did what it said on the tin, that it was like to help people, that it wasn't soft power. Not that those two things can't ever overlap. I'm sure there were some USAID programs that did genuinely help people. But it's like the need to exercise hard power and like a preference for hard power actually indicates like an incredible weakness on their part. It really does. That was interesting, I guess. It just struck me how vapid all of this is. If there's one thing about this administration, it's totally... Everything is on the symbolic level. Everything is a performance for a performance. It's Fox News host on stage lecturing generals. But the thing is, there's like a real underlying economic political reality here that is still turning. It's just not happening at the level of actual political decision making. The gears are becoming increasingly disconnected. Yeah, I don't really have any additional thoughts on that. These guys are goofballs. LeBron never streaming again after this. Maybe not. I don't know.